This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Leaders of a North Dakota group are hopeful they'll soon have a federal leader who identifies with them. New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland nominated for Secretary of the Department of the Interior. Mike Moen has more.
Nicole Donaghy of the group North Dakota Native Vote says not only would it be historic to see a Native in charge of a federal agency, to her the nomination brings hope that tribal lands have a defender who sees things through the same lens.
That understanding of the connection of how Indigenous people relate to the land and how we find that conservation is an important role in who we are as a people.
She says the previous administration often failed to consult with tribes when reviving controversial projects like the Dakota Access Pipeline. Haaland's nomination has drawn pushback from GOP House members in oil and mining heavy districts who urge their Senate colleagues to consider her opposition to practices like fracking. Wes Davis, board chairman at North Dakota Native Vote, says he isn't surprised to hear arguments about canceled oil projects and the economic effect, but he believes Haaland's voice has credibility that can rise above political divisions.
She understands the ecosystem, you know, and how it relates to all people and the health of the world.
Davis says given the history of tribal property stolen by the federal government, Haaland could bring renewed energy to the movement to reclaim lands.
Not only in those treaty rights did we lose land, but we lost opportunity to hunt and fish on these lands.
During the Obama presidency, one North Dakota tribe was able to recover land taken by the Army Corps of Engineers.
That was Mike Moen reporting. Alaska State and Tribal Healthcare representatives joined members of the Alaska Native Community Thursday for a virtual wellness hour hosted by the group Native People's Action. They discussed COVID-19 vaccines. Dana Deal with the Wellness Department at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is helping the state with COVID-19 health equity response. She says communities are using key Alaska Native values of honoring elders, sharing, and caring in the vaccine rollout.
The value of sharing and taking care of others has also been amplified within our tribal health regions as part of the COVID response. And I think you see that in many of our tribal health organizations opening up the vaccine to all community members. I actually was talking to my mother-in-law, who's a Chupik elder from Chivac, and she shared with me that by opening up the vaccine to household members that are non-Native and other community members, we're truly practicing our Alaska Native value of sharing and inclusion.
There are 12 major tribal health regions in Alaska. Tribes across the United States have the option to receive vaccines through states or the Indian Health Service. Alaska tribal health programs are working with the state on COVID-19 vaccine distribution. They already have collaborations and infrastructure in place. Change the Name advocates are calling on the Kansas City football team to end its use of Native names and imagery as the team prepares to play in the Super Bowl. The group, Not in Our Honor, which includes Native Americans in the greater Kansas City area, recently amplified their message on two digital billboards in Kansas City reading Change Your Name and Stop the Chop and Racism KC. The coalition, which includes college students, leaders of Native organizations, and community members, held demonstrations all season outside the team's stadium. Coalition members are traveling to Florida to take part in demonstrations with other Indigenous groups outside Tampa Bay Stadium on Sunday. Planes have been rented to fly with banners with end racism messages around Tampa this weekend. Not in Our Honor partnered with the nonprofit Illuminative for a Super Bowl social media storm to draw attention to the Change the Name movement, calling on all sports teams to ban Native mascots and imagery. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.